What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm sitting in for Mark Reardon today. You know, we were talking about the NBA, that the Lakers are selling the controlling interest, a majority stake in that. I watched a series on Netflix, and Rock, you've probably seen this. It's called Running Point. Have you seen that show?
I have not yet. It's on my list, though.
So it was a fun little show. It was fun to watch, but it was one of those mindless type of, I had a Saturday, and I didn't want to do anything, so I sat down and just binge-watched through. You ever do that, Sue?
Yeah, that's why I think that people like the streaming. You can kick out a whole series.
I know. It's kind of fun to do that. Hey, you know what's not fun? Watching all of the stuff that's going on between Israel and Iran right now, because you never know what's going to happen next. Congressman Bob Onder is joining us. He is from Missouri's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Great to be back, Mike.
Hey, where do we find you today? You in the district or you in D.C.?
No, I'm back on the East Coast, so much closer to the swamp than back home in the district. Look forward to getting home back to the district in a couple of days here.
Oh, very cool. I was just talking with Krista Montgomery today at lunch. She was at the chamber representing you today.
Well, she always represents me very well. I am blessed with a great team, both in the district, St. Charles, Jeff City, and of course in D.C. So, yeah, and they will take care of my constituents regardless.
You do have a good team. They do a nice job. Hey, tell me a little bit about how is the climate in D.C. with everything that's going on with Israel and Iran right now?
Well, yeah, I think there's a widespread recognition that we have a very dangerous situation going on right now. Look, Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They have a nuclear program. How far along they are toward a nuclear weapon is a matter of debate. Certainly, no doubt that program was set back by Israel's attack Thursday night. And Israel is a longtime enemy of the United States. That being said, you know, Trump was and is actively trying to negotiate a peaceful resolution of the situation. This is Israel's war, not the United States. I don't believe it's in the United States' interest to go to war with Iran. The U.S. record of regime change is not a good one. Going back to Jimmy Carter with Iran in 1979 through the forever wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then, of course, Barack Obama's Arab Spring. So I think we always have to do, when we're looking at the foreign stage, we need to look to U.S. interests. And, the Middle East is not the only place we have problems on the world stage today. There's Russia, there's China angling for an angle to exert their power. So monitoring monitoring this situation very closely, but it's really a scary time.
Well, you guys have a lot on your plate, and I know the big beautiful bill has been a hot topic of conversation. I know the target date was to try to get this done by the 4th of July. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, we are still being told by leadership and the Trump administration that the goal is the 4th of July. That would be good. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this, Mike, whether it's D.C. or Jefferson City, almost everything seems to be done at the 11th hour anyway.
Let's
shoot for the 4th of July. There are differences between the House and the Senate version of the Big Beautiful Bill. Some things better on the Senate side and some things less good. I hope we can get the differences worked out. And I would love to have that bill on President Trump's desk by July 4th.
Have you been following the hearings that they're doing about President Biden's mental lapses that have been going on?
Oh, yeah, Mike, this is really extraordinary. You know, I was saying back in 2020, in the summer of 2020, there is a reason why the Democrat Party is keeping Joe Biden in the basement, and it's not COVID, and it's not to keep the ice cream cold. It was clear even back in 2020 that Biden was starting to lose his mental capacity. He was becoming more frail as well. I mean, I think it was by late 21, he would walk off stage and start shaking hands with plants and things. But despite that, in 2021, he did not sign a single.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Executive order. He signed 78 executive orders by hand, all bad executive orders, by the way, but he signed 78 of them by hand. By July of 2022, the rest of 2022, he signed every executive order by auto pen. And in 2025, all 15 of his executive orders were by auto pen. So the question is, who was really running our country? And it appears very clearly, and certainly last summer's debate between President Trump and Joe Biden made it very clear that we were dealing with a man with moderate to severe dementia. There's no way Joe Biden was running the country. And we really are looking at a puppet president with someone, we don't know who, pulling the strings from behind the scenes. And I really also believe, as I've talked to a number of physicians, including urologists, I really do not believe that Joe Biden's advanced prostate cancer was just discovered, what, a couple of weeks ago. The ultimate chutzpah is Jake Tapper writing a book about how Biden's incapacity was concealed from the American people, while Tapper and everyone in the left-wing media world were all concealing Joe Biden's incapacity from the American people.
You are a unique person in that you are a lawyer and you are also a doctor and an allergy and asthma specialist. You're my allergy doctor. Don't you find it unique that a doctor who is treating the oldest president we have ever had in office wouldn't do a prostate exam? Doesn't that seem strange to you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, you know, look, when I was a second year medical student, we got taught that that particular exam was an essential part of a physical exam. We also these days, for decades now, have screened for prostate cancer with PSA, prostate specific antigen. Now, prostate cancer can, in theory, be PSA negative, but his is supposedly hormonally sensitive, so it should have been positive. And the other thing is the test that allowed them to know that the cancer was hormonally sensitive, it takes longer to cook in the lab than the time period between when they diagnosed Biden ostensibly and when they announced the result that it was hormonally sensitive. So I believe, once again, the Biden administration, the Democratic machine, was lying to the American people. And it's not cute. It's not cute when you have a president with a terminal cancer. It's not cute when you have a president with advanced Alzheimer's and they're lying to the American people, telling us everything's okay. This really should be the subject of many hearings, and I really do believe that this was essentially, it was a coup where some third party was running our country. That's a problem. The 25th Amendment should have been invoked, and we should have had a new president by the time Biden was that incapacitated.
I really want to hear from that doctor, and I want to understand how that doctor didn't find that, but that's another show. I want to talk to you before we get out of here about the Supreme Court.
And I believe a lot of other labs would show abnormalities if his prostate cancer is as advanced as it is. And you know, Biden gets those tests regularly. So I think they were cooking the books. They were hiding his medical condition.
And you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, it's tough to explain otherwise. Either the doctor was incompetent or you were cooking the books. It's got to be one of those two things. Either way, you don't come off looking good. Hey, I wanted to play a clip for you real quick. This is Shannon Bream, and she was talking about the Supreme Court's decision upholding the Tennessee ban on the trans surgery for minors. This is
more than
earlier.
Two dozen states have some type of ban on trans treatments for minors. Today, they are celebrating this decision from the Supreme Court upholding Tennessee's law, saying that it passes constitutional muster and this issue is better left to the people of the states. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice Roberts said, "Our role is not to judge the wisdom, fairness, or logic of the law before us, but only to ensure that it does not violate the equal protection guarantee of the 14th Amendment. And having concluded it does not, we leave questions regarding its policy to the people, their elected representatives, and the democratic process."
Congressman, I know you have been watching this issue very closely. What are your thoughts on this decision today?
Yeah, Mike, I think the Supreme Court absolutely got this one correct. Look, states have long enjoyed the power to regulate medical care. States have long enjoyed the power to protect minors based on their status as minors. And what we're talking about here is a death cult that has groomed a generation of children, many children from a generation of children, such that that the rate of children who identify as a gender other than their own, boys who think they are girls or girls who think they're boys, has gone up 10,000%. That's just not us all of a sudden diagnosing a condition that existed all along. These kids are being groomed. And what's even worse is then this transgender industry of quacks and LGBT activists and groomers take these poor kids, often with depression or autism, or maybe they're victims of abuse in their childhood, And they tell them all their problems will be solved, all their mental health issues will be better if only they transition, which means poisonous drugs, blocking puberty, giving them wrong sex hormones, and then starting to do procedures that they euphemistically call top surgery and then bottom surgery. They're scarring and rendering these children infertile for life. So states, including Missouri, including, of course, Tennessee, that was a party to this lawsuit, have taken action to protect children. So the Supreme Court got it right. At the same time, Mike, in the big, beautiful bill, we are defunding transgender clinics, both pediatric transgender clinics and adult transgender clinics, because I think when these clinics do this stuff to adults, even with that adult's consent, it's as much quackery as it is when we do it to kids, and there's no reason our tax dollars should be supporting it.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate you keeping your eye on that, and thank you for spending some time with us today. I know there's a lot going on in D.C., and we just kind of scratched the surface on everything that you're trying to keep a handle on, so we appreciate you doing that. I wish you safe travels back to the district this weekend. It's going to be warm back here.
Yeah, it's warm here, too. But yes, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
We appreciate the time. That is Missouri's 3rd Congressional District Congressman Bob Onder joining us today. We're going to talk a little fireworks. What should you expect when you go to the fireworks stand over the 4th of July holiday? Chris Sanders from Powder Monkey is going to join us next on The Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today in 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.